From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. New sanctions for Iran. The Trump administration on Friday imposed sanctions on 13 people and a dozen companies in response to Iran's recent ballistic missile test, increasing pressure on Tehran without directly undercutting a landmark nuclear deal with the country. In a statement, the U.S. Treasury Department says Iran's continued support for terrorism and development of its ballistic missile program poses a threat to the region, the U.S., and its allies. In Iran's senior cleric Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action known as the Iran Nuclear Deal. He said, "We have missile drills. Missile drills are a show of our might. We are living in a world of wolves, wolves such as the arrogant government of America. In this world of wolves, should we remain unarmed and they do whatever the damn things they want? No way. This will never happen." The Associated Press news agency reports that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. A knife-wielding man shouting, "Allahu Akbar, God is great," in Arabic, attacked French soldiers on patrol near the Louvre Museum on Friday in what officials described as a suspected terror attack. The soldiers first tried to fight off the attacker and then opened fire, shooting him five times. A police union official said the attacker was carrying two backpacks and had two machetes. He said the man launched himself at the soldiers when they told him that he could not bring his bags into the Louvre shop mall underneath the world-famous museum. The suspect is now in a Paris hospital. He is still alive. This is VOA News. Jihadist groups like Islamic State could use the recent U.S. travel ban on seven Muslim-majority nations as a way to recruit followers, according to some analysts who point to the terrorist organization's efforts to expand its reach. The Site Intelligence Group, a U.S.-based terror monitor, wrote that jihadists said President Donald Trump's executive order revealed America's hatred towards Muslims. The White House has said the restrictions are about safety and protecting the U.S. border, while highly unpopular overseas, the 90-day ban on citizens of those countries is supported by roughly one-half of all Americans, according to polls, and is consistent with repeated promises made by Trump during his election campaign. RAND Corporation senior political scientist Jonah Blank says Islamic State is using the issue as a recruiting tool.
ISIL, otherwise known as ISIS, Daesh, some call it the Islamic State, has already been using this. And its adherents have been using this in a variety of social media.
The Islamic State group has tried expanding into Asia, specifically Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation, as well as the southern Philippines. Afghan forces claim to have repulsed a Taliban attack on a district in Helmand province. The attack on Garmsir district on Thursday night lasted until early Friday morning. Officials said 16 insurgents were killed and 9 were wounded. Local district officials told VOA that 11 Afghan security forces were also killed and 18 others wounded. Helmand is Afghanistan's largest poppy-growing province and provides the lifeblood for the Taliban insurgency. In a rare public appearance, Cameroon's president, Paul Biya, paid homage to 4 top military officers killed in a helicopter crash last month and urged the country to persevere in its fight against Boko Haram militants. Moki Edwin Kinzeka has more from Yaoundé.
Cameroon's top general in the war against Boko Haram, Jacob Kodjie, was among the 4 officers killed when a helicopter went down on January 23. At a memorial service for the officers Friday, President Paul Biya said Boko Haram's firepower has been greatly reduced. He says Cameroonians should solidly be united and remember all those who have died as a result of Boko Haram atrocities. He says the grief should reinforce their determination to continue the battle with the barbaric group Moki. Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Cameroon's military partnered with Nigeria and other regional armies. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.